Last night, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly met in regular session. Joining us this morning to give an update on last night's meeting is Assemblymember Jim Van Horn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me. And it sounds like, what shall we say, coastal mapping was a big discussion.
I beg your pardon?
The flood mapping.
Yeah, that's a sort of a contentious type of program. We're looking into it further. We know that Juneau opted out of it. So anyway, we're going to take a hard look at it. It probably has some monetary implications and so forth. So we're taking a deep, a real hard look at it.
And this is an emergency, federal emergency management, I believe, effort to identify flood zones. And so what, I understand you're going to get public input, ask for public comment. How influential can the public be on, you know, the identified mapped zones?
Well, we want to have the public input on it, actually, see if they, because there is some flood zone insurance requirements on some of the areas that would be impacted by this mapping area. And we have to be very careful. We don't want to have people being paying money that they don't have to. You understand what I'm saying?
And if these maps are adopted, I'm assuming in some areas people already are required to have flood insurance. So is this expanding the areas?
It could expand the area when they do the mapping of the complete borough area.
Okay. Any sense of when that will be presented to the public for comment?
Well, it'll be on the agenda item for our next, July 7th meeting.
Okay.
So right now we're just taking an initial look at the program and see what the implications are.
Okay. At a previous meeting, the assembly opted to, hold on to grant money for Oceans Alaska, requesting further information. Oceans Alaska made a presentation last night. What was gleaned from that?
Well, they're in a process of going from a aquarium over to an operational hatchery for the seed and so forth. We gave them the remainder of the grant money. It was some $20,600. That'll get them through the end of July. Then we have to take a hard look again if we want to support the program. There was some, grant money was used for operational stuff. And there's not where the isn't what we gave the money for, but it was a different bookkeeper in there, and it was just sort of, she was sort of overhead, I understand, and monies were put, we used for other things and so forth. They're in the process right now of reconstructing all the expenditures and so forth of the Oceans Alaska, and they gave a very good support. There was a lot of support for the program. Some of the members of the assembly are not too keen on it. I think it's a very viable program. I hate to see it go away.
And we'll see what happens with that as it goes on. Also, you had some public hearings last night, and I believe two of the rezone requests were for properties out at the Herring Cove area, is that correct, where they wish to, perhaps get involved a little bit in the tourism opportunities out there?
Yes, originally there were three. Ordinance 1722, the person who filed that request withdrew his request, so we didn't hear anything on that. Ordinance 1723 was referred back to the Planning Commission for a special limitation to be applied the neighbors and property owners agree upon. This was located behind D1 Loop. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is D1 Loop. And that's a piece of property that was being discussed as a possible site for a baseball field or gardening area.
Yeah, I'm excuse me, I got ahead of myself there. 1723 referred back to the Planning Commission for again, like I said, special limitations be applied to. So the neighbors and property owners all agree, but there's a lot of people signed up or sent signed sheet in saying they opposed the rezone. Now back to Herring Cove, Ordinance 1724. This was the lot 88B located on the 8300 block of South August Highway. Was requested from the rezone from low density residential to general commercial. That was denied, so this the ordinance 1724 was not introduced. The Planning Commission recommended denial. We agreed it's going to be a parking lot for buses and stuff, and some people said they don't know how they'd even turn a bus around in there. Anyway, it was denied, and so we wanted from the rest of the venue.
And I know there's some concern about that Herring Cove area with just a lot of tourism and foot traffic. And I know at a previous meeting, the assembly decided not to go forth with a walkway or bridge for pedestrians. But I understand that's something that is going to be brought up again in the future. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. We set that back until this tour season is over with to take a look at how the program went out there. We had a couple property owners came up and said they're very pleased with it. The speed limit on the bridge, there's no stopping on the bridge, things of that nature. And some people have developed some properties out there for viewing, and there are a couple of them are having parking areas and so forth. So they were quite pleased with it. Not a lot of buses and parking and stopping and getting people out all over the place. It's a little more orderly out there, and we'll see how this goes. But you got to remember, that's a state highway. That's a state bridge. DOT is shaking their head no, and we're wondering why. So, again, we're going to be looking at this very closely next year.
Okay. Also, at the airport, there has been a surcharge if someone uses a credit card, and I understand that was eliminated, correct?
That's correct.
So now people don't have to worry about that. And I guess those were kind of the main things I saw on the agenda. Anything else last night happen that people should know about?
Well, the ADA, the Alaska Industrial Authority, gave a report on the financial report and operation of the Keskan shipyard. ADA is very pleased. There are some state monies involved in the shipyard, and there was some monies left over that they could use. Not for the, there was ADA money, state money involved in the, and some borough money in the use of the, to the erection of the, facility there, the construction facility. So money left over, they want to use it to put a great heavy-duty door on one of the other buildings, and we should go ahead and use the money that's left over and move on with that. But they were pleased, ADA's pleased with the way things are working out with Vicor and so forth. Thank you for me.
Okay, and you were to go into executive session to evaluate the borough manager, borough attorney, and borough clerk. Did those executive sessions happen? And if so, anything to report that you can report from that?
No, other than the fact we did, we were able to get into evaluate the borough attorney and the borough clerk, and we have to do Mr. Bachor. So we were on, we didn't adjourn until 10:38 or 10:28 last night. So it was a long session.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add?
Let's see. We agreed to sign an agreement with the city for area-wide emergency management services to the tune of $15,000 a year. The agreement was approved. We approved lobbying services of the Alaska State Legislature with Ray Benachowski. PCON is going to be paving the North Tonga Zone, their fire department parking lot. He has a sole source award because they're out there doing the highway job now, so their batch plant's all over whatever, right in that area. So that was what he agreed as a good sole source. And we also had, we were working on an agreement between the borough and the school district regarding joint supervision of the school facilities, the public athletic facilities. We were just to merge our two maintenance departments, and then it would be a savings of money there and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Maria. It's good, always good talking to you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Jim Van Horn with an update on last night's Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly meeting.